You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. A lot of us count on pets to help us feel happy, maybe even for emotional support, and they can help us feel physically healthier, if nothing else, by motivating us to get out and walk with them. But a new program in Wisconsin takes it a step further by training practitioners to use animals for science-based therapy. Our next guest is the leader of a new animal-assisted therapy program at Concordia University, Wisconsin. It's the first of its kind in the state. Lois Harrison is Associate Professor of Physical Therapy at Concordia. She's also the School of Health Interprofessional Clinic Coordinator there in Mequon. Lois, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, people might think animals and therapy and think about the emotional support animals that are out there. You're taking this to another level with some science-based therapy, right?
Yes. Actually, animal-assisted therapy is utilizing animals to meet the goals that have already been established for therapy. So for physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech-language pathology, counseling. So it's really just another tool that we have to help meet the patient goals using the animal to facilitate.
So what are the students who will be taking this class? What kind of careers are they going into?
So the animal-assisted therapy certificate program at Concordia is an optional program, and it's open to any of the students entering physical therapy, occupational therapy, or speech-language pathology programs at Concordia.
And what led you at Concordia to set up this new certificate program for animal-assisted therapy?
Well, we've had Lutheran Church Charities canine comfort dog named Zoe at Concordia since 2014, and her role as a comfort dog on campus, we just saw the positive impact that she had, and we already had our established therapy programs there and thought that that would be a good mix of the use of the dogs in their comfort role to utilize them to train practitioners to utilize animals in therapy. So we were able to do fundraising, and we purchased a second dog named Sage, who we got on campus last August.
If, say, I'm a physical therapy student in this program, what kind of things am I going to learn by working with Sage and Zoe?
So the certificate program, so any certificate program is a more in-depth study in a content area. So they are going to learn not only how to do animal-assisted therapy, but to do it utilizing the evidence and what the science says and what our experience says in order to maintain safety both for the dog, keeping the welfare of the dog at the utmost importance, just as it would be keeping safety for the individual. So it's really teaching them best practice in animal-assisted therapy. So they take a series of 7 courses over the course of 2 years, and they're doing that in addition to pretty rigorous curricular programs in their major.
Talking to Lois Harrison from Concordia University, Wisconsin, about the state's first animal-assisted therapy program. It's there at Concordia. Lois, what do we know? What does the science tell us about some of the benefits of bringing, say, a dog into a therapy setting in addition to the other physical or occupational therapy somebody might be receiving?
So really, any interactions between humans and animals are based on the strength of the human-animal bond. And that bond is a mutually beneficial relationship that humans and animals have. And it's really influenced by behaviors of both that positively influence health and well-being of both. So building upon that, already the benefits that we see from human-animal interactions, we build upon that to utilize them in therapy. So animals in general are a social lubricant. They facilitate interactions. They have physiologic impact. They decrease heart rate, decrease blood pressure. They can decrease pain perception. They have emotional psychological benefits, decreasing stress, anxiety. So when you look at it from a therapeutic perspective, all of those benefits can further facilitate than what we as therapists are trying to do as we interact with our patients and clients to meet their goals for therapy.
I think one example I read about was, you know, if somebody, say, is getting physical therapy or occupational therapy working with their hands, that might involve petting or grooming a dog, which I imagine might help people engage a lot better than just some sort of abstract random exercise.
Right. So think about being engaged in the therapy process, and therapy isn't always fun. It's hard work. And really, the benefits of therapy, no matter what profession they are, will be enhanced as the patient is more engaged and participating in therapy. So if we were only using animals just for the motivational factor, and that increases participation, that's probably going to increase the likelihood that that patient will meet their goals.
And are some patients going to be more willing maybe to work on their therapy with a dog in the room as opposed to just dealing with their human therapist?
Sure. We've definitely seen that. Before we got Sage, we utilized Zoe, the other Lutheran Church Charities comfort dog that we have on campus. We actually utilized her in some pro bono clinics that we had on campus, and we were able to see her very positive impact even in one session of utilizing her. So she was used as a motivation for a child to participate in therapy. So if the child knew that if she participated for a certain period of time, she'd be able to pet Zoe afterwards. So obviously, if she's going to participate more, the patient is more likely to reach the goals that have been established.
Now, the program here is all about training the humans, but do the dogs get any kind of special training coming into this?
Yeah, our program is unique because we're utilizing a Lutheran Church Charities comfort dog, canine comfort dog, and those dogs are trained by an organization called Lutheran Church Charities. That's one of the main things that they do. And these dogs are trained for over 2,000 hours. So they're trained at the level of a service dog. They do not have that designation, but they have a very high level of training. They know more than 40 commands. They're trained to work with a number of different handlers who are then trained to work with them. They are trained to work in a variety of situations, so they're very adaptable to different settings, and that it just makes them ideal to be utilized in animal-assisted therapy.
Now, the first cohort of students started this program last fall, still a new program. What have you been hearing from the students so far?
The students love it. Again, these are students that are taking on additional work in their already very difficult, rigorous, high credit load curriculum, but they're obviously enjoying working with the dog. They're enjoying learning new skills that they can use that they would not have learned otherwise. Anecdotally, students have said it's fun information, so they still need to study, they still need to read, but it's something different than what they're doing, and so they're really enjoying their time doing it.
So I imagine they're pretty motivated to begin with, but just like the patients, it sounds like the dogs might motivate them even a little more.
Sure. They're definitely wanting to work with the dog, you know, more than myself probably as director of the program, but I'm a necessary component of it. But they really do enjoy. Two of the students who are in the program had already been trained as handlers for Zoe, the first comfort dog that we had on campus. So they already had an understanding of really what these dogs can do and the impact that they can have. And I think they're excited to be able to apply it in their future practice as clinicians.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to wrap up with. Ultimately, is the hope that then the graduates of the certificate program go out into a clinic or an institutional setting or wherever they work, and that they can integrate what they've learned and hopefully have access to a trained dog and use that in the therapy they provide.
Right, that's exactly it. So they would obviously need to have a dog that was appropriate for it, but they now have the skills to really provide animal-assisted therapy, utilizing best practice, keeping humans and animals safe, doing effective therapy based on their participation in the certificate program.
And I imagine Zoe and Sage are both fun to work with.
They are.
Lois, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That's Lois Harrison, Associate Professor of Physical Therapy at Concordia University, Wisconsin. We talked to her about a new animal-assisted therapy certification program she runs at the school.